Hello out there to my crown ones. This is Crown Riri and you're listening to the Crown Talk Podcast. On this podcast, I share my life experiences, my crown moments. That's when your heart and your crown aligns to motivate and inspire you to continue to wear your crown regardless how heavy it feels. Please visit crownones.com, crownones_COM on Instagram and Crown Ones Facebook group for positive affirmation quotes and daily reminders by me that you are crowned. As always, don't forget your crown, and don't forget your crown. Enjoy the show. This is Crown Talk Mini Moment. This is Crown Riri, and I have my friend, my accountability partner here, Mr. Al Pete. Thank you for joining me, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
So as everyone knows, I am a full-time student, full-time worker, full-time pet parent, full-time friend, full-time daughter. But I still have that creative content in me. So I decided to do Crown Talk Mini Moments. So this is a Crown Talk Mini Moment. Friend, are you excited?
I am. I'm ready to hear what you got.
I've been like doing the work. Remember we were talking about like the 85%?
Definitely.
I have that 85%. I'm so proud of myself.
Okay, go on.
My friend has been checking up on me, saying, friend, are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? So I appreciate that.
I've been feeling pretty good by doing that. Like,
thank you.
I have my feelings about that stuff, but
okay.
I'm learning to stand on it.
Okay. Nothing wrong. I requested you to.
Right. But you know, I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm getting used to it.
Oh. Like holding other people accountable or just.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like it's been, since I've been doing it with you.
Yeah.
It's been helping me make people accountable for things. You know what I'm saying? So I've been a little bit of forward to them.
Well, make sure you're only doing like 25%.
Yeah. Thank 10, you. 10 for 10. 10 for the 10.
10-ish. 10, 15.
Man, listen.
So our topic today is unsolicited advice. This is only part one. And I wanted to start off with giving unsolicited advice because, believe it or not, as perfect as I am, I do it all the time because, I think my friend will agree, because when you're dealing with an introvert and you call them and tell them your story, we feel like our advice is like saving the day because, number one, you took the time out to call me, which I appreciate. Number two, I picked up the phone and I am a problem solver. So even when people don't ask for my advice, sometimes I do give it. And I'm like, why would somebody call me and not want my advice? I'm Crown Riri. But there are times when people are like, I just called it in. I didn't ask for your advice. So I just wanted to talk on that. And, you know, other people do it too, but they don't know that they're doing it. And it's like, again, we think that we're saving the day and we're helping people. Mm-hmm. They didn't call and ask for our help. My therapist had to remind me of that. She was like, did they ask you? And I was like, no, they did not, but they called. She was like, yeah, but they didn't ask you. So.
So that's a problem that you have, or?
Yes, my sister gets on me about it all the time. Yeah. I give an example.
Okay.
My sister has a new puppy, which she calls and tell me about, like, what to do at. Like, well, she calls and vent about her puppy.
Right.
Mind you, I have been a parent of two animals. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when she like tells me something, like I'd be like, well, did you do this? Did you do that? Did you make sure that she's eating this or eating that? And one day she was like, every time I tell you about Chelsea, you make it seem like it's my fault and I'm trying to tell you what I did. And I said, I hear you, sister. So now I just say, oh, okay. Well, you know, I hope that you make the best decision for you and Chelsea.
Right.
So yeah. I said, did she call? Did she read me? Sorry, King. Yep. King is here and present. He gets so excited when Mr. Alpete is here.
I know.
It's company.
Crazy, yeah.
So, going off of that, I wanted to share how to not give unsolicited advice.
Okay, cool.
And also, when we give unsolicited advice and the person doesn't follow it, then we're like, why didn't they listen to us? And then we're stressed out. Because they didn't listen to
that. Yeah, because you take on their energy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know for me, before you go into it,
Share.
I I'm a great listener. Like, I won't say anything. Mm-hmm. I'll just let people talk.
Awesome.
Get it out or whatever, and they go from there or whatever. And I can feel when somebody wants, like, my advice, mm-hmm. and then that's when I give it.
Yeah, I'm learning how to do that.
Yeah.
But I think it's the part of me that just, like, wants, like, just, like, to know why and the what and the where. So, so until I get my actual license to do so, I have to learn how to just be like, I'm listening, I'm here. And would you like my advice?
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of people,
they don't want it.
well, that too. But I know for me, excuse me, Alfred, mm-hmm. For me, I kind of already know the answer.
Yeah.
I just need to get the energy off before I handle.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what, like, my sister, like, she called X my opinion. And now I'm just like, you know, you can do it yourself.
Right.
Like, you got it.
Right. So,
which is one of the things I had about not giving a solicit advice.
Okay.
So the first one is just listen, which mm-hmm. Mr. Alpete was saying. Like, just allow people to vent. Sometimes I know it's hard not to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Put yourself on mute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be like, oh, let me hit mute. Customer service wise, we have to put people on mute all the time. All the time.
And just be like,
I'm here, sir. I'm here. Yeah, I'm still here. And just me and be like, I know you're not talking to me. Is it King? Stop. So yeah, just listen to the person venting and just try to be there for them, just allowing them to vent. Oh, you're finna get a weapon. Okay. So the second one is build confidence, which I'm learning. When someone is telling you something and you want to give advice, you have to just say, hey, I'm sure. Excuse me. You're finna get, thank you. A mess. You need my advice? So yes, building confidence in somebody, like we were saying before, just saying, hey, you know, I trust that you're going to make the best decision for you. Mm-hmm. That is advice, but it's not me just like pushing my opinion on somebody and saying, you don't know what you're doing. Let me tell you what to do. No, just say I have the confidence that you are going to make the best decision for you. Right. Which, like Mr. RP said, sometimes people call you and already know what their decision is. Mm-hmm. They just need to say it out loud.
Right.
And accept it. So, from there, and my favorite, which my mom does sometimes, ask permission to give advice. Mm. Like saying, hey, you know, do you want my advice on this? Can I tell you something? Do you need my opinion on it? Like, just ask before you just give it.
Sure.
My sister, I'm learning how to do that with her. Like, hey, did you just call the vent or do you need my advice? Or, you know, I'm here. That way you're not giving us the advice. And then again, you're not stressed out because the person did not take your advice.
Okay.
That's the problem. I'm like, I told them, but of course they didn't really ask for it. So they wasn't accepting it as far as trying to do it, and their decision might even be better than what I just told them on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody has their own life experience with that,
right.
So yes, again, three things: listen, take time out to listen, build confidence. Again, just saying, hey, I trust that you can make the best decision for you, or you got this, and go from there. And if you feel like you need to, but always be prepared for a no, ask to get permission for advice.
Right, right.
Hey, I'm here. Do you need my advice, or did you just call the vent? Sometimes I have to call my mom and be like, I just called the vent.
Right.
But then at the end of it, she gets that,
Does she still give the advice that you didn't ask for?
Not lately, okay. But I've been wanting it because I'm so used to getting it. So I'd be like, all right, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. Because her and her wells, it's like there's advice in there somewhere.
Right. I got you.
It's like, uh-huh. Oh, okay. Well,
I guess that's different because it's mom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But people do need to get coached.
Yeah.
On like how to listen to people. Listen to people mm-hmm. and just get advice when it's asked for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pleasure of talking about ourselves lies in essence in self-clarification. Not merely or primarily in hearing our own voices. Generally, we tend to believe that self-clarification will only be possible if we ourselves actually do the talking. But something far more interesting and redemptive is in truth the case. We can sometimes end up best understanding bits of ourselves by listening to the stories of other people. This might sound like merely a convenient and sentimental thing to say, but it is soberly true. And the proof lies in an area we know very well, literature. Novels are stories of other people that we don't mind hearing, because they are also, at their best, stories that teach us about ourselves. We're prepared to spend hours hearing other people, like Tolstoy or Proust or Virginia Woolf, talking about their ideas and adventures. And remarkably, we don't mind not getting a single word of our own into the arena, because we're actively understanding bits of ourselves.
I think a good old shutdown will get us back together on the humanity side of things.
Because I don't think people learned from the first time.
No. I feel like the shutdown was like 8 years ago instead of just like last year. So.
Right. Sheesh.
People like, excuse me, do you know who I am?
Right.
It wasn't like that. We were very humble before. He was like, excuse me, I need you to know who I am. That's what it was. So yes, remember those three things. And from there, you're going to hear, once I pick it out, a quote of the Crown Talk mini moments. And from there, my, what are we doing? Yes, Riri's recommendations. So my favorite show right now is Pretty Hard Cases on Amazon Prime. It's about two detectives that are working together, but they also ended up being friends. And they're trying to like figure out why solving a case. How to draw the line between their personal friendship and their co-working friendship. And within it, it's like advice is given.
Okay.
And it's like, should I give you advice or should I not give you advice? So season one and season two is on Amazon Prime. Hilarious. Please check it out. There's a black woman who's a detective. It's like three black people on that show. I was like, yay.
We made it.
Yes. And it's actually broadcasted in Canada. So we definitely made it. So yeah, it's very enjoyable. That's my Riri recommendation. Friend, do you have a recommendation at all?
For like a show?
Sure.
Oh yeah. Man. Not at the moment, no.
Okay.
I feel like I'm still behind, but I've been watching some stuff. But
what have you been watching?
Oh man, I've been catching up on. Darn it! What's the name of the show? It's not Stay Woke, is it?
Is it Woke?
Woke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been catching up on that. So.
Cool.
So I haven't got past the first season yet.
Okay.
But I'm working on it. It's very interesting.
There's a lot of advice given on that show.
It is. It's a lot of eye openers and a lot of advice for sure.
It is.
That's my recommendation for this go around. Yeah, sure.
Cool. I love that show.
So behind on it, but hey,
But it's so enjoyable that you can like watch it over again and like find something new.
Yeah, it's a lot of shows out there that I want to do like that, but yeah. I'm like, not yet.
Friend, you are very busy.
But
I'm telling you.
I know, but you know, it's cool to take time out and watch some things.
Yes.
Now, music, different story, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Well,
Future says I didn't like you anyway, so.
Which I haven't had.
Or I never. Me neither.
I haven't listened to it yet.
You know, I feel like when I listen to it, I'm be like, F these Negroes.
Right.
Where's my money?
I'm just going to wait till Saturday when I be out the whole day.
And yeah.
That's going to be the album I listen to.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you out there to all of my Crown Ones. Please visit crownones.com. Please visit the NPN Network.
Yep.
There's also links on there to the Cool Kids podcast.
Yup.
Let's see. Oh, follow crownones_com on Instagram and Crown Ones on Facebook. And thank you so much for pressing play. And also, thank you for still listening to me after it's been like a year since I've almost a year since I went on break.
But you're back though, so it don't
matter. I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, a little crown moment here. I finished up my semester this week. And my professor gave me outstanding comments about my last assignment, which is a lot of pages and a lot. I don't even say this many words in a day. That's how that was.
Like he was very detailed.
He was.
With his message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very dope.
Thank you. My mom called me and she was like, let me tell you about this girl named Rebecca. But my mom, she also celebrate your moments. My mom called me, like, remind me of, like, everything that I've done in the last year, including, like, winning, like, the Black Podcast Award, getting straight A's in every semester, going to work full time. Like, she just ran down the numbers. She was like, think about the credits that you're getting. Forget the year. Just, like, all the credits that you're getting. And I was like, oh, I didn't forget all of that.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, sometimes you have to break down your blessing, like the smallest. Be like, I did that in God.
Yeah.
So.
Have to be reflective, for sure.
Yeah, she definitely called me. She's like, I was smiling the whole time I listened to the message. Ma. So, I think my dad.
Shout out to Mom. Mom is so cool, man.
She really is. Alrighty, well, thank you so much for pressing play, Tom and Crown was out there. Please do not forget that you are crowned. And don't forget your crown. Thank you. Thank you once again for pressing play and listening to the Crown Talk podcast. Hope this episode and every episode inspired you to be a greater crown individual and not to take your crown moments for granted. This episode was produced by Mr. Al Peet. Please visit MrAlPeet.com and NPNLLC.com to listen to Mr. Al Peet's podcast and other cool adults in the NPN neighborhood. Please visit and subscribe to CrownOnes.com. Please follow CrownOnes_COM on Instagram and CrownOnes Facebook group to stay current on new episodes and new blog posts by me or other featured bloggers. Don't forget you are crowned, and don't forget your crown. Thank you.